If I could meet Smilkstein, even though he's dead, would it be more or less absurd than meeting Fred? I don't know why I think about stuff like that, like Vicky Morgan getting killed with a baseball bat. Minds will do some strange things sometimes, like making me write songs about Jace Smilkstein. This wasn't really my idea. Well, okay, I'll admit it was. I know it makes most girls, but baby, if I could meet Smilkstein on one strange day, would he speak of duty and sissy, or deny that he's gay? If he could drink some tea, would we all be in awe, or would we just go to Harbor Freight and buy a chainsaw? If I could meet Smilkstein, I went to Winterfest and the power was out. They had backup power, a good idea, no doubt. And then I heard a show called Fix Your Radio. It was on BCQ so many years ago. Jay was going to be co-host, but then he wasn't on at all. You know the reason why? And baby, if I could meet Smilkstein, if I could find a way, it might involve the use of a time machine. Okay, if I sat on the throne and did a number two, would I make a big spill shake out of my poo? If I could meet Smilkstein, if I could meet Smilkstein, if I could meet Smilkstein, if I could meet Smilkstein. This wasn't really my idea. Well, okay, I'll admit it was. I know it makes folks curl, but maybe if I could meet Smilkstein on one strange day, would he speak of duty and sissy, or deny that he's gay? If I could meet Smilkstein, even though he's dead, would it be more or less awkward than meeting Fred? If I could meet Smilkstein on one strange day, would he speak of duty and sissy, or deny that he's gay? I'd meet if I could meet Smilkstein.